This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters. Welcome back to Connect the Dots. We are rounding out our final module now. We're still talking about performance and how to make your performance really come to life. Now, there are few actual techniques in terms of public speaking that everyone should be familiar with. The first one, and the mother really of all public speaking, is body language. Okay, body language, as we know, research has taught us that the majority of what you say is not actually what you say, it's actually how you say it. So I think about 70% odd of communication is body language. So it's not good enough for a performance poet, a spoken word artist, to stand in front of an audience and kind of just read their poem, you know, this is my poem. I don't know, I have a British accent for some reason, but you know, you kind of get into this mode where you're just kind of telling your poem in the sky and the blue and the earth and the sky and the, you know, if you're not engaging your audience with your body, with your actual eyes, with your hands, through your gestures, if these are not a part of your repertoire as an artist, then unfortunately you are failing in the communication component of your spoken word poem. So you need to really take heed of these things and figure out how to incorporate them if you don't already incorporate them. Some people naturally speak with their hands. I'm a person who does speak with my hands. For some people it's not natural, but it is important to kind of map these things out in advance. So what I'll do is I'll actually perform my poem in front of a mirror. And I'll look at times when, for instance, there's a word that I'm saying, you know, going up to the skies, and I'll point up. That's a bad example. But if I'm speaking about something in particular, you know, the seeds from the earth and the sky and the rainbow, and I will actually map out in advance what type of hand gestures, what type of body language I'm going to be using while actually performing this piece. So this is something that I would prepare just as I would prepare my banter, as I prepare my introductions, as I would prepare memorizing my poem. There again, this is all part of the performance. Everything you do in this regard is part of your performance, and it is something you have to keep an eye on. And actually, while I'm speaking about eyes, the number one component in body language is eye contact, right? Eye contact is something very, very special. If I can look at my audience in the eye, and this is a very special technique, if you can point out people in the audience and actually give them eye contact, genuine eye contact, there is a sense of connection they will feel like none other. And it's so important. You know, we say that the eyes are the gateway to the soul. And that's part of the reason why, you know, you shouldn't, for instance, look at someone maybe from the opposite gender directly in the eyes. That's why we're taught to lower our gaze. And you don't want to see something maybe that you shouldn't be seeing, because there is such a strong connection through the eyes that it can conjure up many different emotions. So just like it can be used for bad, it can also be used for good. If you're doing it correctly with the right purpose, inshallah, connecting with your audience, definitely employ eye contact. And eye contact does something very special, because in our cultures, in the Western culture, people look at eye contact as a sense of confidence. When you're able to give eye contact, it means you're confident in what it is you have to say. It means you're not lying, right? They always tell you that, you know, hey, look me in the eyes and tell me that. That's something we would say to somebody who was not giving eye contact. So eye contact can do a lot. And if you're not using it, definitely is something you should employ. And if you're nervous, if you can't look at people directly in the eye, if it distracts you, another trick or technique that I use is I kind of look not at people, but kind of past people. So I look at the kind of last row of people in the room, and I scan the room. I make sure I give equal amount of attention to both sides, and I do it in such a way that the people in the middle kind of think I'm looking at them, but I'm really not. I'm just looking at the things in the background. That's only if it's really distracting and for whatever reason I can't give genuine eye contact. But still, the height of performance means that you should look people in the eye, because that's what'll take your performance to the next level. Facial expressions are another big thing. I mean, it's not good enough to just smile. If there's a reason for you to do otherwise, a reason for you to frown, a reason for you to, you know, kind of show kind of remorse or sadness, then your face does a lot as well. Your face is a gateway to what's happening inside of your heart. So your face should not contradict what it is you're trying to say. If you're talking about war, you're talking about, you know, the sacrifice people have been making across the world and dying in these different, you know, catastrophic events, and the whole time you're laughing and you're smiling, you have this big face, people are dying and the world is such a horrible place. people are like, what's wrong with this? This guy's suffering from some kind of mental health issue, right? You want to make sure that what you're saying, your face, your body language, your tone, does not contradict the message you want to say. That's important because you might not be conscious of what's happening on your face or what your body language is doing, but it can say a lot. And if it's not, if you're not careful about it, it can actually contradict what it is you want to say. Now, a few things we should also keep in mind are two particular forms of expression through the body and through your voice and how you're actually projecting your voice. These things are pace and pitch, okay? When we say the pitch of what it is you're saying, we talk about the tone, right? There is a way of saying something that can either be happy, sad, angry. Your tone can actually dictate the emotion of what it is you want to say. Again, it should not contradict the message you're putting forward. So if you have a happy tone, you know, if you're happy-go-lucky and you're talking about something that's, you know, very sad or distressing, then that will throw people off. Vice versa. If you're talking about something which is very happy, you're talking about the day you were married and it was such a fantastic occasion, and you're talking like this, you know, the day I was married was fantastic and everybody was there happy and congratulating me. People are like, man, that she must really be crazy, that chick, because she's really driving this guy nuts, right? You don't want to contradict what it is you're trying to say. So make sure your actual tone is important to be regulated. You have to make sure you keep an eye on your tone so that it's in unison with it as you want to say, and the pitch as well. So there are different types of pitch, you know, and people, the classic mistake they make is they speak in monotone. Monotone where everything sounds the exact same. I'm going to be speaking in monotone and the thing that I'm going to be speaking about is not very important because it's going to be done in monotone. Monotone is a cop-out for showing emotion or having your audience actually, you know, empathize with the message you're putting forward. And monotone will kill any good writing very, very quickly. If you stand up and present a poem and you sound like the Terminator, I'm sorry, but you've lost us. So you have to keep an eye on these things and actually prepare in advance what type of tone, what type of pitch you will be using. And again, pace is something that is so important. If once you have a good kind of, once you have a good grips on your pace and how you're, the pacing of your poem and how, you know, pacing is not just fast or slow. Even within pacing, you could employ something which I love to use, and I think if you're able to use it, it'll make you a thousand times better performer, which is the power of a pause. You see that? That was cool, right? When you can use a pause in the middle of a poem to emphasize something, a pause can say so much. You can say so much without saying a single word, and it's about knowing when to put the pause in the right place. And you can, that wasn't a good example, but you can understand that the audience at that point, you know, I've done poems where I'm talking, very fast-paced, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, pause. People are like, whoa. I'm saying, like, you're kind of floating in this moment where you have the audience now right where you want them, right? You've manipulated them enough so that they can actually feel what it is you want them to feel and put forth your argument in a way that they cannot deny at this point. And that is the power of performance. You know, there's a lot you can say about a very good public speaker, you know, and if we look at it, some public speakers, they can actually hypnotize their audience. They can manipulate their audience so much so that they can cry, they can make you laugh, they can make you give money, they can make you do anything once you're able to control your audience through performance, through presentation. It's a very, very amazing skill to have. And it can be very dangerous if the wrong person's using it. But in our case, inshallah, we're using it for something khair, and it is something that we're going to try and perfect, inshallah, and you're going to have to practice it again and again and again, because it's not going to be perfect the first time, but with practice, inshallah, you'll only get better. Now, in summary, I'm going to focus on a few points that I want you to walk away with from this performance module, things that you can tangibly implement in your writing today, in your performance today, to make you a better stand-up performer, inshallah. Number one is do memorize your poetry. It is a huge pet peeve of mine that people do not respect their own work enough that they actually memorize it. Don't be one of them. Memorize your work. Number two, offer body language and specifically eye contact to your audience. Trust me, they will appreciate it. Next, make sure you speak loud enough that people can hear you, but do not yell at your audience. There's a big mistake. People confuse being loud with yelling. You do not need to yell, but you need to make sure that you're projecting your voice in a way that people in the very far back can hear you, possibly without even having a microphone present. Also, perform with emotion and passion, but don't go over the top unless, of course, the poem calls for it in some sort of satirical piece. But definitely employ passion and emotion in your performance. Be aware of your your body language. Be aware of your facial expressions and how they are working with your presentation or contradicting what it is you want to say. And lastly, practice, practice, practice. Practice is really the only way you're going to overcome any type of stage fright you might have. And it's the only way you're going to really perfect that presentation and make sure you're giving it your all every single time, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, if you have not downloaded the PDF, make sure you do so following in the description box. And you can read everything else I've prepared. There's a lot I mentioned in the book that I did not actually get a chance to mention in the videos. I want to try and keep these videos as succinct as possible. There's a lot more I could add to. I hope, inshallah, that people out there will benefit. They will look at this video series and they will think about how they can make themselves better performers, better da'is, better people who are calling to khair in this world, goodness in this world. And I really pray and I ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts this effort and makes this heavy on my scale and on your scale on the Day of Judgment. And I have to give thanks to this craft. You know, I don't know how to say it. I don't know if I can really thank poetry per se, but it really is something that has changed my life and has made my life so better, so much better in so many different ways. It's given me opportunities I never could have imagined. And just for the love of this craft, I wish you all could feel what I feel and the power that can come about it and how much khair you could bring to this world through just the spoken word. And spoken word for me is just an extension of storytelling. I love storytelling. I'm getting more into film and video, and I'll never, even though I'll hopefully, inshallah, you know, experiment with many different styles, I'll never forget this style because this has done so much for me. And it's connected me to hearts all around the world. And so I thank this craft. And I thank you all for watching, inshallah. Give me your feedback. Let me know what you thought. Any questions you have, I'll try my best to answer. Barakallahu fi for watching. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.